Hey, glad to have you tuning in again for the latest episode of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Today, we have a swell music quiz from April 3rd, 1996, which is titled, Dedicated to Daryl. The wonderful WBZ news anchor Daryl Gould had passed away a few weeks before. He was an occasional panel member of the swell music quiz and was scheduled to be part of this very show. I might add, to the best of my knowledge now, he also gave the dumb birthday game its name. Norm would ask Daryl to guess the ages of celebrities who had birthdays, and at one point, Daryl commented that the game was dumb, and the rest is history. We love you, Daryl. The panel of luminaries are Ed Mullen, Tony Nesbitt, that's me, Jack Hart, Fred Allen, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Sophia Loren. Oh, and some guy named Norm. The categories, rock and roll, big band, jazz, and musical comedy. Now, before we get to the fun, the rules had to be explained. And if you're familiar with this show, you know how well that went. Ed pleaded for contestants to adhere to the very simple rules. Norm reiterated the rules to clear up any confusion. And listen later as we try in vain a third time. And all of that to win a decaying music certificate. Thanks to the vigilant editing of Joan from Tewksbury, this quiz is jam-packed with callers. By my count, 39, to be exact. John in Wellesley, Arlene from Braintree, Larry from Orleans on the Cape, Bill from Lexington, John in Peabody, Wayne from Boston, Tess in Somerville, Dennis from Malden, Josh in Hingham, Donna from Stoneham, George in Washington, D.C., Ed from Weymouth, Jim in Framingham, Helene from Belmont, Scott in Alston, John from Livonia, Michigan, Joe in Weymouth, Andrew from Milton. Hour 2. Tim in Beverly, Lisa, Ken from Manchester, New Hampshire, Jean in Sharon, John from Dorchester, Tom in Boston, Ron from New York State, Ed in Braintree, Mark from Beverly, Kathleen in Halifax, Mass., Rachel from Toronto, Canada, Kevin in Andover, Rick from Maryland, Jay in West Virginia, Amanda from Andover, Jim in Winchester, Robert from Everett, Jack from Norfolk, Tony in Millbury, John from Somerville, and Robin in Lynn. Other groovy stuff. Ed Mullen, with that special way he responds to an answer to make you think that you may be correct, only to tell you you're wrong. Neil Chiat and Barbara Stanwyck with their hit duet, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Monkey Business and Confusion. Try Was Never Beaten. Cigarettes. Live at Budokan. The hit Broadway show written by some dead guys, Funny Ghoul. Jiffy Wedding Vows. A commercial read by your good-looking local announcer. It's another winner. J. Edgar Bunny. Norm in heels and a little chiffon number topped off with a feather boa. Wait, was that the teddy bear? Kumquats and Nectarines, Spudtacular Radio Special, The Stone Pick, and Getting Us Good. Episode 133, dedicated to Daryl, casts to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
34 degrees, boys and girls. It's the night of the swell music quiz with such luminaries as... And you'll see their picture on your screen. That's Ed Mullen. Luminary. Luminaries. You're on a luminary. Did you know that?
That makes me luminous, I guess. That makes me luminous?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Stop that. Just let's stop that. And we have Tony Nesbitt.
Good evening.
She's going to be one of those kind of nights. We also have... Hold on just a minute while I plug him in here. This is the lovely Jack Hart. Hi, Jack.
Well, howdy, Norm.
Okay. And the idea of the swell music quiz is that you have a chance to win one of our kind of decaying music certificates. And Ed Mullen will explain to you just how you play this game. Let me tell you the phone number, first of all. It's 254-1030, 254-1030. Area code is 617. Has to do with you asking us music questions, and we ask you two, but here's Ed to be more specific. about it. Thank you just so darn much.
Well, there's going to be three questions. We're going to ask you two, but please, you have to have one question. Please provide one question for us in the same category. We're going to be handling different categories tonight, like rock music, some jazz or big band, something from musical comedy. In whatever category you pick, you have to stick with that category all the way through. There's basically three rounds. As I said, we'll throw out the first question. And if you get that question right, you can ask us a question. And if we get it right, you're off the air. But if we get it wrong, if you stump us, you go into the final round. And in the final round, we'll ask you one more question. And then by 6 o'clock in the morning, this show will be over.
I didn't realize it was all that complicated. But, okay, I see. Where'd Tony go? Is he here? Is he hiding underneath the desk?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, the phone number, we have just two lines lit up. The best bet really is to call now, because once we get going, everybody calls, and all the lines are tied up, and so it's a little harder to get through then. But right now it is. And once we get through one or two of the contestants of people, I hate to call you contestant, people who are calling, then you'll get an idea of how it goes. 617, the area code to Boston, 254-1030. You'll be talking with Mike Epstein and Tom Howie, and they'll take your name and address should you win, and that kind of stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's begin. Just pick the category again. Pick whether the category is rock and roll or big band or jazz or musical comedy. You pick the category you like, and we stick right with it. We ask you the question, and as Ed pointed out, be sure you have a question, because we'll be going back to you for the if you answer the first question, then you have to ask us one. So have a question in mind in the category that you pick. We'll go to John in Wellesley. Hi, John.
Hello there.
Hi there, John.
Hi there.
Okay, what category would you like?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, okay.
Okay, John, can you tell me Elvis Presley's middle name?
That's not fair. That's not fair.
It would be fair, I suppose, if you knew the answer. We'll give you a few more seconds to answer. Why don't you just blurt out some name like Eleanor or Marie or something? You might just hit it.
I'd say Jason.
Jason. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you for trying anyway. John, you're okay.
Did we mention about Daryl?
Oh, no, we did not. Now, we're going to dedicate this, as we did the dumb birthday game a few weeks ago, to the memory of Daryl Gould. Daryl sat in with us and was big on doo-wop, using it also to some point country music.
Yes, country and western.
And Daryl was a great loss to WBZ. Daryl died a few weeks ago. And we will always remember him. He was somebody very, very special and very often would sit in on the mm-hmm. program.
Yep.
So we certainly do dedicate this program to him with great love.
Was going to be on this show.
That's right, he would
yeah,
be.
That's right.
He would have been on this very program.
Yes, he would.
Okay, let's go to Arlene in Braintree.
Hi, I think I know that Elvis Presley's thing.
Okay, Elvis Presley's middle name is?
Was it Aaron?
Aaron is correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good, and you've got a question for us, I'll bet.
Yes, who was the son of a preacher man?
Who sung that song?
Mm-hmm. No. Dusty Springfield sung it, I know. But who was the son of a preacher man? What was his name?
Ooh. Oh, you mean it was about someone specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
We'll have to come up with a good answer there, Jack.
Yeah. The son of a preacher man. Jim Falwell's son. Jim Falwell's delinquent son.
It was around 1968 or 69. Was that the...
Oh, I don't know the year.
No, I'm actually discussing. Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost that.
Billy Ray was the son of the preacher man.
I'm sorry, say that again. What's his name?
Billy Ray,
okay.
She got us good.
Wow.
She got us good.
Okay. And the way it goes now, since you got us good, as Ed phrased it, We'll try to get you good. No, we won't. We'll just ask you one final question, and this is for the really cheap copy of a certificate. We're trying to make a certificate of
the
a
Norm has to change the date every time he sends out a new one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to cross out the 1832 when they were first printed.
Okay. Can you tell me who's real? The real name of the person was Ellen Naomi Cohen. Ellen Naomi Cohen.
Oh, wow.
She's better known as someone.
Ellen Naomi?
Yes.
Cohen?
Yes, and here's the hint. She was born in 1941. She died in 1974, and she made her own kind of music.
Oh, her own kind of music. Oh. Gotta make your own kind of music. Oh, hell.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Ellen Naomi Cohen.
You gotta make your own kind. Oh, I know that song.
You have such an adorable voice when you're humming this song. However,
sorry. Oh well.
I'm sorry that you.
Okay,
didn't
bye.
Bye, bye. Thanks for calling, Arlene. And that question is now hanging out there in case anybody wants to use that as the entry question.
Just hanging out there.
Just hanging out there. Larry down in Orleans on the Cape. Hi, Larry.
Good evening, Norm.
Okay, what category would you like?
Hey, Mr. Gould. Daryl Gould.
Daryl Gould, yes.
That's a shame. Isn't that amazing?
Didn't you know about his death?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he died a few weeks ago, and we were all very saddened by that.
My.
Okay, what category would you like to try for?
Well, I believe it would come under my question and so forth. I believe it would come under the rock and roll.
Okay, here's your question.
Okay, You Don't Buy Me Flowers was a duet by whom?
By two people. I'd have to know the names. Right?
Are you halfway there? Are you saying that duet was done by two people?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess that's why they probably didn't call it kind of a solo song.
It was male and female, too. I remember
I think it was Neil Shiat and Barbara Stanwyck.
I would have. That was my guess.
Yes. Do you know the answer to that,
Larry? Of course not.
Okay, well, let me give you the drum roll. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Let's go. Let's go on to Bill, who's in Lexington. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Norm. How you doing?
Good. If you know the answer to that, you can use that as your opening question or pick some other category, whatever you'd like.
Well, I think I know the answer, and I'd hardly call it under the rock and roll category. I think it was Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond.
You are correct. Okay. Oh, yeah. Neil was rocking back then. That's when he started to soften, though.
Okay.
What year is that? Like 70?
Probably 76, 77. But it's the rock era, so I think that's what category it's on. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Do you know the Grateful Dead's original name before they were known as the Grateful Dead?
The Grateful Living?
I know this. The Mugwumps.
The what?
The Mugwumps.
That's not what I...
The Mogwai.
What do you have?
I think it was the Warlocks.
Oh, the Warlocks?
We had this question the last time we had this, and I don't remember if that was the
right answer. But apparently we'll call you right on that, and we'll give you one final question then. Are you still there, Jack Hines?
Oh, yeah.
Jack Hines. How about Jack Hart?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, because you've been kind of
Jack
silent.
Hines got off a coffee.
I want to make sure that you're still around, big guy.
I'm making a sandwich.
I see.
And
okay.
Now for the final question, can you name the first names of the monkeys?
Davy, Mickey, Pete.
Right.
I don't know the fourth one.
Hmm. Would you go for three out of four?
No.
You wanted all four, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I try to ease the way for you there.
Peter Tork was one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Davy Jones.
Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz. And the last one?
I don't know it.
Adrian.
No. I'll give you a hint. He had a solo hit. His big solo hit was called Joanne.
Still no good.
At this point, I'd like to say hello to my mother, whose name is also Joanne.
No. I'm sorry, but you came so very, very close. I appreciate you trying.
Well, thanks, Norm.
Okay.
Take it easy.
You too. We set really tight rules, don't we, considering the junky prize that we give them.
Well, you talk about the monkeys, you always That's the fun of that question, is people usually remember those three, and the fourth guy is always, oh, yeah, what is his name?
Oh, so that's kind of the tricky part.
Yeah.
Because okay. There's a confusing little pond about that that could easily be confused.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm confused.
In that answer.
What are you saying, fella?
In the answer, I can see where people would miss that last one.
Okay, because you think that the fourth one is this, these guys are saying, was the tough one.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll do a few commercials. 12:21, and we're playing the whatever this is we're playing. It's the Swell Music Quiz with Ed Mullen and Tony Nesbitt.
And Fred Allen.
And Fred Allen and Jack Hyde and Michelle Pfeiffer and the very lovely Sophia Loren. Thank you. Okay, here's John in Peabody. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We're just fine, thank you.
Good.
What category would you like?
Oh, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Okay, John, can you tell me what group's breakthrough album was recorded live in Japan?
Actually, could I answer the monkey's question?
Oh, the old one too, eh?
Yeah, no, you can. He can do that, can he? Because that's I know that. You should have said that before this last one, but we'll relax the rules because, John... You sound like a real swell guy.
I am. I was one of two bands that would have named for that answer to that question, but I'll take my chances with the other one. The four names are Mike, Davey, Mickey, and Peter.
You are correct, sir. Okay. So the confusion there was Mike and Mickey. Is that what you're saying, Jack?
Yeah. You see? Because people think, well, there's already a Michael name. There can't be two in a band.
It just adds to the mystery of the monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What question do you have for us, Big John?
Okay. The question is, what is the name of the band's name that played at Eric Clapton's Rainbow concert? They had a specific name to them. Mm. The announcer came out and announced who they are.
Hmm. Tommy Carr and his Men of Melody left their gig that night at the Cameo Room of the Hotel Avery just to play... that gig. No, my answers don't count, if you understand that. I'm just raving on.
At the Rainbow concert, they announced a special name for the group.
Mm-hmm.
What year was it?
I think that's like 1974, yeah. When they came out of reclusion.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't get there. What is the answer?
Eric Clapton and the Palpitations.
Yeah, I almost had that added on the tip of my tongue. Jeez, another few seconds, I would have come up with that.
I was going to say palpitations.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that, too.
I was going to say Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Here's a final question for you, John, and this is for the Certificate of Award.
Okay.
Here's the final question. Who is Paul Hewson, better known as? Last name is spelled H-E-W-S-O-N. Who is Paul Hewson, better known as?
Paul Butterfield?
No.
No, he was better known as Paul Hewson.
Yeah, but the name was already taken.
That's right.
Okay, so we'll thank you very much for trying, John.
Hey,
sorry
you
didn't get that. Thank you. So we'll let that hang out there. Plus the other question that you had asked him at first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the one, the Hewson question.
No, that was the one about what band broke.
It had a breakthrough album that recorded live in Japan.
Okay, so anybody who knows that can use that as their opening question, too, if you know the answer to that, or you could ask for a new question. Wayne in Boston. Hi, Wayne.
How are you?
Hey, how are you? We're okay.
Not bad.
What category?
Well, let me see. Did they answer the question of you don't bring me flowers?
That's been answered.
Okay, well, you'll have to hit me with one.
Okay, but your category is rock and roll?
Fine.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Who had the hit album titled Business as Usual? It's the name of a group. Who had the hit album titled Business as Usual?
Oh, Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Nope.
No, I guess not. I guess that's not the answer, Wayne.
I knew that.
You knew it was not the answer, but you just wanted to fake us into what I see. Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm answering all the questions and whispering them to Ed.
That's very nice. Well. That's very nice. Maybe you'd like to go home and just call in.
All right.
Tess in Somerville. Hi, Tess. You're on WBZ.
Norman. Norman.
Jack.
Yeah.
Mikey, Tony, all in one spot. I can't stand it.
And Eddie, you missed Eddie.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did anyone say who Ellen Cohen was?
The question was, whose real name was Ellen Naomi Cohen, or Cohen, born in 1941, died in 1974, and she made her own kind of music.
Was it Janis?
No, I guess not. No, not Janet.
Nobody jumped.
Are we talking about Janet Joplin, you
yeah.
mean? No, apparently it was not Janet Joplin, Tess.
Janis Joplin.
I'm sorry, Janis Joplin.
So and I Mike Nestis was the name of the other Beatle. I mean, other monkey. It's
the
late,
monkey.
Guys.
Yeah, no, we just got some. Got the answers on that.
That's
I was
right.
The fifth, that's right. I was the fifth monkey.
Yeah.
It's been so lovely speaking with all of you.
Oh, it's lovely to talk with you,
yeah.
Tess, too. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll go to Dennis in Malden. Dennis, you're on WBZ with the Swell Music Quiz. Hi.
Hello, everybody else, especially Jack Ott.
Oh, hello.
Live in Japan.
Yes, the question was, what group's breakthrough album was recorded live in Japan?
My guess is Kiss.
No.
No?
No.
I'm wrong about
He's
that.
He's a big 70s
band. I knew
band.
Mike Nesmith. You know, he
good guy.
The fourth monkey, you know.
Good guy.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took a guess at that live in Japan.
I'm sorry that you didn't hit it right on the button there, Dennis,
well,
but thank you very much for trying.
What the heck?
That's right. As my neighbor Tom Bott used to say, Norman, try was never beaten. You don't try, you'd get nowhere, you know. So try. God's sakes, Norman, try.
Try
again, Norman. Josh in Hingham. Hi, Josh. You're on WBZ with the Swell Music Quiz.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay. Rock and roll, please.
Rock and roll. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take the business as usual one.
Okay, the question is, who had the hit album called Business as Usual? It was a group.
Was that Men at Work?
You are correct.
It was.
Excellent. Now, do you have a question for us?
Who originally, this was already mentioned, one of the people has already mentioned, who originally wrote the song Hush by Deep Purple?
Joe South.
I believe it was Neil Diamond. Pretty sure it was originally his song.
Now you seem to be a doubt about that.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is there any way we can check?
It was, yeah, I'm, okay.
Okay, we're checking that right this very moment.
All right.
Yes, we just got, we sent the page up to the WBZ library to get a book which has authors,
he's very
closer stuff.
They're very good, the pages that work here. The
They're excellent, excellent.
So they'll
yeah.
be back in just
especially
a moment.
Yeah, especially Pauline, who's the one who went up to get the book.
Excuse me.
We'll put out the cigarettes.
Okay.
There's no answer in that.
We don't have the answer. So,
but we'll.
Pauline, you're fired.
Okay, we'll give you that then,
because
we're not sure, and you sound like you know what you're talking about,
right.
Josh. Okay, so one final question for you then.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. What 60s surf guitar legend is enjoying a revival due to his music in the film Pulp Fiction?
Dick Dale.
You are correct.
Very good.
Very correct.
Winner.
And we have a winner. Son of a gun. Hey, thank you.
We're back.
With the quiz. We're back with all our swell stuff. We have a number of categories, by the way. Obviously, you can pick rock and roll. Most people usually do pick that category. But there are other categories as well. There's Broadway shows, Broadway musicals, and jazz and big band. And let me throw a couple of questions out in those categories. And then if you want to use those as your opening answers, that would be good, too. Okay, who wrote the words and music for these Broadway shows, Let Him Eat Cake, Funny Girl, and OK? The words and music written by two different people. Who were they? And they wrote all those shows, Let Him Eat Cake, Funny Girl, and OK. And I'll give you a jazz thing, too. Can you name the All-American rhythm section for the Count Basie Band? That sounds like a remote question, but actually during the peak of the Basie Band. These three people were extremely well known. Guitar player, a bass player, and a drummer. And they were known as the All-American rhythm section. They played with Basie. Okay, those can, if you're going to pick big band or jazz, you can use that category. Yes,
so that question about Neil Diamond and Hush?
Yes.
Sure enough. Pauline brought it down from the archives. Wow. Joe South. Born Joe Suter on 22840 in Atlanta, successful Nashville session guitarist and songwriter in the mid-1960s, wrote Down in the Boondocks, Hush, and Rose Garden.
And did you say Joe South?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Tearing up the certificate of award? No, we already said we were going to award it to him, so we will do that, even though he happens to be dead wrong.
That's right.
Dead wrong.
Well, I told you, we'll send it to them without a stamp, and they have to send it back to us. So.
Okay. Okay, let's take it. Okay, you are not tearing. Will you stop with the tearing? Okay, let's go to Donna in the Stoneham. Donna, you're on WBZ.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Good. What category would you like?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, and I think I know that one, Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Okay, who is Ellen Naomi Cohen, better known as?
Is that Mama Cass Elliott?
You are correct.
Okay. Oh.
Good one. Very good. Do you have a question for us now?
Yeah. Who sang the song My Dad?
My Dad.
Sounds like an old George Jessel song, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Old Shep.
That's right. When I was a lad, Old Shep was a pop over fields and meadows we'd roam. And along my side was my dad, what a guy.
The duet of Sonia and Sarah.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
I guess we're giving up. What is the answer to that, Donna?
Paul Peterson.
Paul Peterson. From the
TikTok Donna Reed Show.
Okay, so we have one final question for you, and this can get you a swell certificate of award. Are you excited?
I am.
Okay, what piano player from Georgia, born in 1932, was recorded for Specialty Records? His initials are RP.
Oh, my God.
It's not Rip Porn, is it?
I guess it isn't.
Huh?
I don't know.
Tough one. Let's see. Can I give you another hint?
Red Buttons.
Roly
Poly.
The last, you might not recognize the last initial. It's P, and it stands for his last name, which is Penniman. So what famous piano player from Georgia, born in 1932... recorded for Specialty Records, and his initials are R, and his last name is Penniman. But Penniman was not his stage name.
No, you would know him better.
I don't know. The only one I can think of is Ray Charles.
No. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, Donna. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear. Okay, we'll go to George, who is down in, you're down in Washington.
Yes, sir.
Hey, nice to hear from you. Which category would you like, George?
I would like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
And I wanted that question about the group in the 70s, I think. What was that question again? Japan?
That's right. Which group's breakthrough album was recorded live in Japan?
I think it was Cheap Trick.
Right, and the title of the album was?
Live at the Budokan.
Right, live.
That's exactly. Great. Excellent.
Yeah, that's good. A good album, too.
Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a question for us?
Yes. What is Paul McCartney's middle name?
His middle name is Paul.
Yeah, that is his middle name, yeah.
Oh, I thought I'd trick you. I'm not talking about that Paul McCartney. I'm talking about the one who lives up the street.
that's kind of interesting.
He's in a local band down here.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, though. What is Paul McCartney's first name, then?
James Paul McCartney.
Oh, it's James, and he used Paul instead.
Yeah.
Excellent. We have one final question for you, George, and you're on your way
his question.
Oh, no, we already...
I know the one about Penniman, too.
Right. We got that.
I know you do. I can tell you do.
Okay,
just hold on. Hold on, we'll have somebody else use that as their entry question.
Okay.
Hey, George, good to hear from you.
Hey, enjoy the show.
Thanks a million.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll go to Ed in Weymouth. Ed, you're on WBZ.
Yeah,
hi, Ed.
I'd like the Penniman questions.
Okay. The question is, What is the question? Oh, the piano player from Georgia, born in 1932, recorded for Specialty Records. His last name is Penniman. He's better known as?
Little Richard.
Little Richard, of course. Very good.
Okay, excellent. And you have a question for us, I'll bet.
Yes. In the Simon and Garfunkel song, April Come She Will, what is the lifespan of that child?
Oh.
Wow.
April Come She Will.
That was in The Graduate.
Wow.
Ah.
Oh, just, I guess. Was that was in the Dustin Hoffman movie, The Graduate?
That was one of the songs in the movie, The Graduate.
Seven?
Make it easier, month does she, die?
Yeah, well, I guess we missed that. What was the age?
It's not age, it's what month.
Oh, what month? I'm sorry. April is the answer then.
April come she will. In the next to last verse is August die she must. Then there's another little line referring to September. So the answer is August.
Okay.
You bummed us all out now.
Yes. What a downer that thing is.
Wow.
I feel so sad. Okay, here's a question for you now, Ed.
Okay.
And here it comes.
Here it comes. In 1959, Marty Robbins had a number one hit with El Paso. It told of a heartbreaking story about a mysterious girl named...
I don't know.
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
I'll let that be somebody else's entry question. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks for trying.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll go to Jim in Framingham. Hi, Jim, you're on the air at Busy with a swell music quiz.
Okay, well, go stick with the rock category.
You can take any category you'd like.
Well, actually, I'd like to stick with rock.
Okay.
So, what do you got for me?
Okay, here's a new question for you. Throughout the Beatles' career, they basically had one producer. Very famous in music circles. Can you name that Beatles producer?
Brian Epstein.
He was more the manager for
Paul Martin.
Right, George Martin.
George
correct.
Martin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Do you have a question?
Sure.
For
how about David Bowie's real name?
David Jones.
Okay. And why did he change it?
Because of David Jones from the Monkees.
Very good. Yeah, okay.
Jim. Thanks for trying. Okay, let me throw another musical question from musical comedies in case anybody wants to pick that category.
Norm's desperate.
Yeah, I really am. Nobody's asking anything about jazz, big bands, or anything. who originally played the male lead on stage in Fiddler on the Roof? We hear the commercial now.
Tradition!
Tradition! And a number of well-known people played that part of Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. But who was the original Fiddler on the Roof, or who the original Tevye? Okay, you can use that as your opening question, or if you want another one and you want to do the that category, that would be good too. Okay, let's go to Elaine in Belmont. Hello, Elaine.
Well, I felt that I had to call.
Oh, it's Elaine.
Had a hard time with my name. It was, you know.
No, I know it. Everybody spells it differently every time we have a new producer there.
Yeah.
But it's Helene, and don't you forget it. Now, you hear me?
Oh, and you know my category.
I know it.
Rock and roll.
That's right, rock and roll. Did you want the Fiddler on the Roof?
When you mentioned the three, did you mean all three or just one of them?
The three that I mentioned for the other show.
Yeah.
Let's see. That was who wrote
Let Me Eat Cake? Okay, and
yep.
It was Funny Girl.
Yes, that's right.
Then I will go for Zero Mostel instead.
Okay. Okay, Zero Mostel.
Because I know Let Him Eat Cake was the Gershwins, and I know that. I believe. I'm not sure. I'm guessing. I've already got one right, but I think it was Kern.
It was Zero Mostel, was Fiddler on the Roof. You got that one anyway.
Yeah, and I know the Gershwins and Let Him Eat Cake. I forgot who wrote Funny Girl, actually.
Well, I might as well tell you the answer, because you already guessed it. They're all were written by the Gershwins. George and Ira Gershwin wrote Funny Girl also.
Fanny Bryce.
No, they
Fanny Bryce?
Did they not write Funny Girl?
They did not. George was long dead, and I think even Ira was dead by then.
Well, what would prevent them from writing even then? They were geniuses.
In a seance.
Oh, you see, now you've embarrassed me because
they would have wrote Not So Funny Girl if they were dead.
Yeah, or Dead Girl. Yeah, something like that.
Funny Ghoul.
Yeah, anyway, I got 0 months.
Yeah,
off.
Let him
I know that
Funny Girl. Well,
did
who
write
Let
Him
well, who did write Funny Girl then? Son of a Gun. We'll have to
send Pauline again.
Yeah, we'll send it back to the library.
Back up to the archives.
Son of a, because that's the way I got it written down, is George and Ira Gershwin writing all three. I read wrong. Anyway, hit us with a question, if you would.
All right.
You've already got about 9,000 certificates of
I never got the last one, that's all right.
Oh, you never got the last
no.
one?
No.
Helene, I have a question for you. Oh. Did you get the new certificate?
No.
Oh.
And I was going to give you a very easy one, but I still want a certificate from the last time.
Put her down for two if she gets
okay,
this.
Okay,
well, no,
okay.
One is enough, but I have a feeling you'll get this.
One is more than enough.
All right, show and composer and lyricist, Almost Like Being in Love.
I'm sorry, who wrote Almost Like Being in Love?
Yes, and from what show?
Brigadoon?
Yes.
Yes, and that would have been... That should be an easy one. That should be such an easy one.
Probably the same people who wrote Funny Girl.
Yeah, George and Ira Gershwin probably wrote that. Yeah.
Is that Rodgers and Hammerstein?
No, it's not Rodgers and Hammerstein. No, it's, is it Yip Harburg? No, he didn't write that.
No.
Who did write that?
Lerner and Lowe.
Oh, I'm so stupid. You know something, Helene? You're dragging me through the mud pits and showing off the fact that I have no idea what I'm talking about. You'll pay for this, young lady.
Pay for it right now. Right. You have to give me one more question.
Okay, I'm going to give you
one. Take that, Elaine.
Question, okay. The comic strip Little Abner became a Broadway show. What town was the setting of Little Abner?
Dogpatch.
Dogpatch is absolutely correct. That's correct, yes.
Okay.
A guy named Palmer played Little Abner, created the part.
Yes, a big guy who looked just like Little Abner. Big guy with muscles and the whole thing.
Like you.
Yeah, very much like me. There was some pretty songs in that show. Mm-hmm. One was called Let Him Eat Cake, and the other was Funny Girl. Okay.
By the Gershwins.
That's right. Okay, hang on, and we'll get the information. Oh, incidentally, there was a lady who wanted your address. I won't give her your address, but I'll give you. I'll along with this swell certificate, I'll send you her address if you want to get in touch with her.
All right.
Because she wanted to get in touch with you. It's had something to do with the. She's writing a book on the songs of George and Ira Gershwin. and maybe that's who I got the misinformation from. I don't know. Anyway.
Blame it on somebody.
Okay.
Well, you can send it with a certificate.
Okay.
Two certificates.
I will. That's right. Two certificates. Let me turn you over to Tom. And Pat, always good to talk to you, Helene. Let's go to Scott, who is in Alston. Scott, you're on WBZ.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I would like to pick Brock. And I would like to get the Paul Hewson question.
Oh, okay. Great. That question's on the table. Who is Paul Hewson?
Better
known as Bono from U2. You are correct.
All right.
Do you have a question for us?
I do indeed.
Go
ahead.
Who
is James Osterberg?
James Osterberg.
I thought it was Doris Day, but maybe not.
Close.
Is that one of the guys in Metallica? No. No?
Osterberg.
No, this is James Hetfield.
Oh, okay.
Osterberg, James O.
Joseph Berg.
His middle name is Jewel.
Jill?
Jewel.
Jewel.
Yes.
Jewel Aiken.
Aiken Jewel.
Okay, I think we missed that one anyway. Well, what is the answer?
What's his first
Neil
name
Diamond.
Sound like?
It would be Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
Dole.
Oh, Iggy Pop. Son of a
the Jewel that would have gotten
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we have? One final question now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, for Scott.
Okay. Who is Hugh Craig better known as?
Hugh Craig?
Last name is spelled C-R-E-G-G.
He was a senator from New Hampshire.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. Craig. He was a big Big in the 80s, not much at all in the 90s.
And by now, he's completely gone. And
originally from,
right now, he's working on Funny Girl.
From George and Ira Gershwin.
Originally from San Francisco.
Originally, yeah. Yeah, the band, that is.
Actually, he's working.
Hugh Craig.
He's working for Jiffy Lube.
I have absolutely no idea.
I'll be in and out in a half hour.
Right. I'm giving up.
One of his vows
on
his wedding night.
Right. Hey, thank you very much, Scott. I'm sorry that you didn't get that.
All right, thanks.
Secretaries. It's too bad we don't have secretaries, but they would have enjoyed the salute had there been them. Okay, now this word from your really good-looking local announcer.
Where?
Right over here. Here.
Oh.
Here, over here, oh. here where the hand is raised. The holidays are just around the corner, but you still have time to order a teddy bunny or bear for that special child, loved one, or even as a centerpiece for that special holiday dinner. As you know, we're having probably about 50 people over my house, and I'm cooking for 50 people, and I want to put a little teddy bunny right in the middle of the table.
I'm having rabbit for Easter, so I...
Are you?
No.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. The Vermont Teddy Bear Company introduces wonderful new bears and bunnies this holiday season. Fanny and Duffy Bunny. I'm dressed in beautiful spring colors and will last long after the Easter candy is gone. Or maybe not. You can also celebrate the holidays with new Easter baskets filled with goodies, games, and an adorable 11-inch teddy bear. And this year, of course, they have a Passover bear, too, dressed in traditional tallis and yarmulke. All teddy bunnies and bears are delivered UPS and include a card with your own personal message, which says, well, those guys never going to stop humming. That's what it says as the personal message on there. Ordering is easy. Here's what you do. You call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR.
You can get a transvestite bunny?
Well, we called. Remember, I called one of the operators who was standing by and asked her. They said you could put them in any kind of costume. You know, if you know a golfer, they'll dress as golfers or you know, whatever. And I said, what about a transvestite? Could you get a male bunny dressed with a little dress on? And the
male bear, but we haven't called about the bunnies.
Oh, that's right. We haven't done that.
Call about the bunnies.
But the operator who was standing by and who I talked with, I said, no, I don't think we have that. She was very serious. She must get all kinds of weird calls. She doesn't take anything seriously. Anyway, it's 1-800-829-BEAR, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, home of the great American teddy bear. Okay, let's take some more calls. We'll go to John, who's in Michigan. Hi, John.
Hi, J. Edgar Bunny, huh?
J. Edgar Bunny, that's right. That was disillusioning, wasn't it, to find that that other J. Edgar didn't like to dress in women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just spoiled my illusions because I don't know. Well, yeah. I thought if he's going to dress in women's clothing, I might as well, too, because he was my hero.
You look great in heels.
Yeah, do you like this little chiffon thing I'm wearing?
I like the boa is what I like.
Okay. Anyway, what category would you like, John?
Well, what's if pop? Do you have a category of pop, or does that mean rock as well?
Oh, just pop rock. It's all the rock era. That's
okay.
That's
I can answer that last question.
What is it?
About San Francisco, right? That guy.
Okay. Yeah, the person's name is Hugh Craig. Who's he better known as?
I think it's Huey Lewis.
You are correct.
Right.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. What group did Jeff Beck leave to join the Yardbirds?
Okay, what did he leave to join the Yardbirds?
He was in so many bands.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin, no.
Wasn't Guy Lombardo or anything like that, was it?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Jack, what do you think, Jack?
Oh, let's see. What are some of our choices here? You got your Cream, you got your Derek and the Dominoes.
Not Beck, though.
I think we lost on that one.
Oh, wow.
What is the answer?
The answer is the band Trident.
Trident?
Yeah. Trident, like the gum.
Gum.
Like the gum? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the submarine.
Like Neptune? Yeah.
Huh? Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Like yeah. Neptune, yeah, that's Trident. Yeah.
Okay, here's a question then, a final question for you Neptune for the certificate of award.
Okay.
It's the luck of the draw. I just turned the page on this question. Name the guitarist who has backed Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, and Jeff Beck. So name the guitarist who has backed Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, and Jeff Beck.
Ron Wood.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You are a winner, John.
All right.
A real winner, not like that last guy.
Yeah. What part of Michigan are you from?
Livonia, the city, remember, that doesn't, nothing happens.
Of course, that's right. A city where nothing happens every
but
minute.
But I won tonight. I stopped the
twin brother.
Tradition.
That's right.
Did you have a twin brother?
Yeah, right.
I remember. I played
that
game.
Oh, that's right.
That night.
They played the birthday game with us.
He's listening really attentively tonight, too, you know?
Okay. We'll get this cheap certificate of award out to you.
All right.
And you'll be totally thrilled with it and can't wait to throw it away. Anyway, we'll talk with the Joe in Weymouth. Joe, you're on WBZ.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, hear that.
It's Joe Williams.
Joe Williams. Okay, listen, did anybody guess the question about Ellen Cohen, born 41, I think, and died 74?
Mm-hmm. Yes, someone guessed it was, in fact,
Mama Cass?
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I was away from the radio.
That's okay. I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
In 1960, Neil Sedaka wrote a song called Oh, Carol. It was a number 9 hit. Who was Carol? She's a real person, obviously.
Who was Carol? Is she an entertainer also?
Entertainer and songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Carol Kane?
You are right. Correct.
Excellent.
Okay. Can I toss one at you?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You probably know it anyways. Fats Domino.
Mm-hmm.
What's his first name?
Antoine.
I guess everybody knows that. Who is that? Jack Hart?
Yeah.
Jack Hart. You're such a smart guy. You really are.
Sorry about that.
Are you in broadcasting, Joe?
No, I'm not, but my wife's always telling me that I should go into broadcasting.
You got a great voice.
Why, thank you, sir.
Yeah, if you could raise it a few octaves, I'd like you better.
You're shaming. I'm going to drop it a couple of more octaves. You
know? Okay. Okay, hang in there, Joe.
All right.
And
we have to ask him one more
time. Oh, no, that's right. You haven't won yet, that's right.
Oh, okay.
We have to ask you, is that right? We ask you one more question.
No, we got it. He doesn't get anything.
Yeah.
We got his.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, you're right, you're
confusing
right.
Me. It's late, we're a little woozy.
No, it's your deep voice. It's just throwing me off total.
Mike, you bring me another cocktail?
Take care, Joe. Let's take one more before the 1 o'clock news break. This is, maybe a couple. Andrew in Milton. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. I felt that you were feeling lonely out there, so I decided to answer the Count Basie question.
Oh, yeah, I was feeling lonely. Nobody was going along with me. The All-American Rhythm section of the Basie Band.
Count Basie, Freddie Green, Walter Page, and Joe Jones.
Exactly right. Excellent. Excellent.
He makes it sound like they're over his house right now.
Yeah, that's right, too.
They just ordered a pizza.
And what's the question for us?
Okay, what's Jelly Roll Morton's real name? Well, real first name.
Oh, jeez.
Swiss roll?
Cinnamon.
No, I don't. It's kind of funny. I would have been curious enough to try to find that out. But he's always so well known as Jelly Roll Morton. I forgot that he must obviously have a real first name. I'd have no idea.
Ferdinand,
that's right. No, I do remember that. But a little too late and too soon and not enough.
You know.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one question then. Three big band leaders, is that okay with the big band thing?
Sure.
These are kind of jazz-oriented big bands anyway.
Yeah.
Three big band leaders who played the clarinet.
Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman.
Yeah, there are several others who also played the clarinet. I mentioned three, but there are more than three who did. I'll give you just a few seconds more. You want to?
Can you give me a hint, anything? I'm drawing a blank here.
If I called you Caledonia, would that help you at all?
Woody Herman.
That's right. It is Woody Herman. He played clarinet. Also, Jimmy Dorsey did. He played the clarinet and also alto saxophone. But anyway, you got three. That's good. That's very good. That is very, very good. Okay, hang in there.
You're feeling wanted now, right?
What's that?
You're feeling wanted now.
Yeah, that's right.
All the rock and roll questions.
I know. I'm glad you called. Hang in there, and we'll get this certificate out to you. Andrew, meantime, what we're going to do is go to the news. Oh. And then we'll be back. We're going to do this for another hour. Is that exciting?
Yay.
Boys and girls?
Yeah.
We have Ed Mullen and Tony Nesbitt, Jack Hart, and I'm Norm Nathan, and what a crew, and Mike Epstein, and Tom Howie. It takes a lot
Pauline,
of people to
Pauline
produce
the
this.
Page.
The lovely Pauline, you are our page. All playing the swell music quiz, and we'll do that right afterwards. Ed Mullen and Tony Nesbitt,
ta-da.
And let's bring him on. Jack Hart,
hello,
hello, Jack.
Hi.
And we have a number of categories: rock and roll, big band, jazz, and musical comedy. And whichever category you pick, be sure to have a question that you can ask us in that line. Okay. Okay, let's start the game with the phone number is 254-1030. Area code is 617 if you'd like to play the game with us. Okay, Tim in the Beverly. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What category would you like?
Rock and roll, please.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you don't have to ask us a question. Did you want to answer one of the questions already asked that...
Oh,
that has not been answered, or do you want a new one?
A new one, please.
Okay.
Okay. Bruce Springsteen song, Born to Run. Can you name the girl?
Oh,
Can you name the girl in Born to Run?
Yeah. You mean the video? No, that's I'm thinking of something else.
He mentioned
girl's name?
Yeah, the girlfriend's name in Born to Run.
All I can remember from that song is Tramps Like Us.
Baby, we're born to run.
Yeah.
Oh, cheekers, Tim, I'm sorry.
Okay,
thank you for trying anyway. Appreciate that. 254-1030, the area code is 617 if you'd like to play the game. And if you get through it all, we ask you a question first. You ask us one. And if we miss, then we ask you one final one if you get that. And then you win this swell certificate of award.
Sounds good what you're saying.
Yeah, it sounds nice, yeah. Unfortunately, you have to go through that whole ringer there. What category would you like?
80s rock and roll.
80s rock and roll.
The big 80s. Okay, in 1983, what car was Prince singing about?
Little Red Corvette.
You are correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or the artist formerly known as.
Right.
That's right. We went through that yesterday. We're talking about the artist formerly known as Prince is now married and is going to have a baby formerly known as a fetus. And they expect the baby to be born around Thanksgiving. The family, the mother and dad now, dad formerly known as Prince, are shopping around for a crib formerly known as a little tiny bitty bedded bed.
They're going to wrap in a blanket, formerly known as swaddling.
That's right. And they're going to live in New York, formerly known as New Amsterdam. Something like that. Anyway, I forgot, where are we anyway? With
this is
thing?
Geography for 500 hours.
She has a question for us now.
Oh, you have a question for us, Lisa?
Okay, I'll try. In 1986, a group called The Art of Noise had a song in the top 40, and it featured a television character from a television show that year. Can you name the title of the song and the character that it featured?
Paranoia in Max Headroom.
That's right. Oh, except it's Paranoia instead of Paranoia. But
is that close enough, do you think?
Paranoia.
Paranoia?
Paranoi, A-N-N-O-Y.
M-E-A or something like that.
Paranoia. Paranoia?
Oh, okay.
I would say it was
close enough. Well, what did you get? Is that a correct
Max
answer
Headroom,
or not? Is that the correct? Would you accept that answer?
Would you
not,
have accepted that answer, Ed? Oh, I made the answer. It's up to her.
Accept that answer?
Lisa?
If you don't
accept it, you get to go on. If you do accept it, you're gone.
Well, in that case, I don't accept it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, we'll give you one final question.
Okay, in the 80s, what rap group proclaimed themselves the king of rock?
That's the exact same question I had last time I played this.
Well, let me cross it off then.
Oh, I should have kept my mouth shut.
Did you get the answer last time?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well,
and did you get a certificate? I have a feeling I lost the names of the people who won the last time and didn't get stuff out. I feel badly about
that.
No,
I got one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel badly then.
Take that back. Okay, here's a question for you. The Steve Miller Band had only one number one hit in the 80s. Can you name it?
Was it Abracadabra?
She's right.
Absolutely. Really? You win another
I'm
certificate.
I'm an expert on 80s. Rock.
Okay.
I haven't been stumped yet.
I guess you are. Hey, thank you very much. And we'll go to Ken in New Hampshire. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What category would you like?
The Broadway show about Gershwin there.
Oh, Funny Girl?
Yeah, that's the reason for that. The name of the show is Funny Face.
Oh, Funny. You're absolutely right. When I copied this down, I put Funny Girl. But it was Funny Face.
Yeah.
That's.
But who did Funny Girl?
Funny Girl, Julie Stein, and Bob Merrill.
Okay. Thank you very much for squaring that away. It was, yeah, I mentioned three shows, and I asked who wrote them. The same two writers, Let Him Eat Cake, Funny. I said Funny Girl, Funny Face, and Okay. So that's George and Ira Gershwin. Did you want to take, is that your category? Did you want to do a musical
comedy?
Yeah,
I'll do another, the category, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you betcha. Okay.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be back. Okay, the musical that involved a couple of characters named Nathan Detroit and Sky Masterson. What was the show? Who wrote that?
Frank Lesser wrote Guys and Dolls.
And that's absolutely correct. You want to ask me a question now?
Yeah, Richard Rodgers. He always collaborated, except on one show. He did the whole thing. What was it?
The one show that he did all by himself was called... it wasn't No Strings. Am I close with the strings or...
Yeah, you're right.
Was it No Strings?
No Strings, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
I'm sorry. You sound like you really know your business, and I appreciate you correcting
that. I used to live in Danvers.
Well, did you? Where do you live? You live up in New Hampshire. Now, whereabouts in New Hampshire?
Up in Manchester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the sea.
So did you, did we know each other when you lived in Danvers?
No, I used to see you at Murphy's Fruit Market.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The Murphy's Fruit Market is one of the greatest fruit stores in the entire world, fruit and vegetable place.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you ever come down there and buy some kumquats and nectarines or anything?
Kiwi?
Well, it's 50 miles. I don't get down there.
No, I guess from Manchester wouldn't make too much sense. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Ken. I really appreciate you calling. I appreciate the information.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, we'll go to Jean in the Sharon. Jean, hello.
Hi. I was going to tell you about Funny Face also.
Thank you very much. That would have haunted me had we not gotten some correct answers on that. I don't know. I just copied it wrong when I should have realized Funny Girl didn't make any sense.
That Helene knows so much about musical comedy, I'm surprised that she actually didn't make that connection.
Yeah.
But anyway. Oh, so my category is musical comedy.
Musical comedy also. Okay. The country...
Oh, wait. Can I say musical comedy before 1960?
Okay.
Can I say that?
You can say
you
it.
You can say that, too.
Can I have it?
Yeah, okay.
And you say it beautifully.
you say it just so darn swell. Okay, I'll give you some this is should be fairly easy. Anyway, what show had these songs in it? I don't know if this is prior to 60, but you'll know this. With a little bit of luck, why can't a woman be more like a man? What shows did they come from?
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady is correct, of course, yes.
So you did it.
What's that, please?
I think that's 1959.
I think it just made it under the wire. Yeah. What question do you have for us?
Okay. Funny Face. Who were the original stars in that production?
In Funny Face?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were just calling me that out of affection. I was hoping that would lead to a question.
Get dragged through this Funny Face.
Yeah, Funny Face. I don't know. I'm sure this is not the correct answer, but when you say Funny Face, I think of Audrey Hepburn for some reason. Who was it really?
Fred and Adela Stair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Way back, a long time ago.
Fred and his beautiful sister.
Yeah, and I think possibly the first It may have been originally produced in London. I'm not positive, but maybe.
We'll have to check that out, for heaven's sakes.
I know I have a London-made a recording of it that is that was from a London production, I think.
Okay, I'm going to give you, I'll give, for your final question, I'm going to give you three questions, three songs, mm-hmm. and just name two of the shows they were from, two out of the three.
Okay.
In other words, one song would be There's Nothing Like a Dame, With a Little Bit of Luck. We just went through that, didn't we? And I could write a book. Just name two out of three. What shows were they from? All different shows,
okay,
of course.
Okay, was the first one There's Nothing Like a Dame?
Yep.
South Pacific.
Uh-huh.
And if they asked me, I could write a book?
Yeah.
See, I'm making it hard for myself because I know the second one. I think that's Pal Joey.
That is exactly right. And, of course, you knew the other was from My Fair Lady because we just did that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very, very good, Gene. You did very well, and you graduate with the class as usual, because you were under a little bit of a cloud there for a while, you know, because you weren't doing all your homework.
Aww.
You wish I'd just shut up, don't you? Okay. Anyway, we'll send you one of those certificates. Thanks. We'll go to John in Dorchester. John, hi, you're on WBZ. Hi, John.
Hi, Norm.
What category would you like?
Yes, rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay.
A little older rock and roll.
Okay, a little older rock and roll.
I'm an older guy.
Well, you certainly would fool us.
Okay, thank you.
He wants it when it was just rock before the end of the roll.
All right. Chuck Berry recorded all 28 of his top hits on one record label. Can you name it, the label?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with Capitol.
No, that's not it.
Wouldn't be Sunshine, no.
No, not Sunshine, no.
No.
A lot of great blues.
Yeah, I had a great question for you guys, too.
Why don't you ask it anyway? That would be fun
to
hear.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, just for fun.
Okay. The Lennon Sisters.
Oh, there's a rock
and
roll
band. They're on the Lennon Smoke Show.
Yes.
Yeah, can you name the Lennon Sisters' first names?
Janet. John. Is one.
John.
You stop.
Sure.
Sean.
I was going to say Patty Laverne and Maxine, but they're not.
Well, there was four of them. The other one was Janet.
Janet, you got one.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess we can't think of the other two.
Well, it was...
Neither can he.
Diane?
Diane?
Oh, there was Diane, yeah.
Kathy?
And Kathy?
And how about Peggy?
That's okay with us. You sound like you're not too sure of that. But
I don't know where they are today, but...
They're in Branson, Missouri, I believe.
Are they really up there?
They have a show there, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they'd married some folks from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and opened an Indian artifacts shop out there.
That's before Branson.
Oh, that's before Branson. I see. Spectacular, swell music quiz.
We're playing the Spudtacular.
The Spudtacular, your music quiz, that's right. And just tell them Norm Nathan sent you.
You mean mention the radio special?
That's right. My skin falls off my chin.
Oh, man.
You have to listen to a lot of commercials before that makes any sense to you at all. Okay, let's go to Tom in Boston. Tom, you're on WBZ. Hi.
Hi, Norm.
What category would you like?
Norm, let me take a question. I think it was in rock.
Okay.
And it was the name of the girl in Marty Robbins' El Paso.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Has that been answered yet?
No, it's not. That's still on the board.
I think her name was Belinda.
Belinda?
Yeah.
No, it was not. Not Belinda. Oh, Tom.
Norm, are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
The last few words of the song, he says, Belinda, goodbye.
Oh, see, I'm just reflecting the attitude of Ed Marlin, who's the expert on that. I don't know.
He does say goodbye, but he doesn't say it to Belinda.
Yeah, it's a little... I'll tell him the answer, because it's just so... To prove so he won't go away, Matt. But it's a Felina.
Felina.
Felina, goodbye.
You're right.
And if Feline ever finds out about Belinda.
Yeah, there you go.
In fact, that's why he's dying
Norm,
at the
let
end.
Me ask you a very easy one.
Okay. I wish you'd say I'd ask you a very hard one, so if I get it right.
No, because this is for you, or the others probably get this. But remember, Phil Collins sang a song called A Groovy Kind of Love.
Uh-huh.
But he was the second fella to sing it. Who was the original group?
Original group? This was a group that sang A Groovy Kind of... I've written the answer down, and I've handed it to Ed Mullen, because I want him to say it.
The Mindbenders.
Well, yeah, but what was the name of the group? That was the group, and who was the singer?
With the Mindbenders?
Yeah.
Uri Geller.
No, that was the Spoonbenders.
Oh, the Spoonbenders.
Yeah.
Mindbenders.
The Mindbenders. Any of you guys know? Because I really don't know that.
You know, I'm going to kick myself when I hear this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
That I'd pay to see. Yeah.
I guess we give up. Who would that have been?
No, well, it was always Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
I mean, the trombone player?
No, Wayne Fontana was just the singer, but they always said it was Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Really? I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Carl Fontana, yeah. who was a musician with the... No, he really was.
The brother of Wayne.
With the Stan Kenton band. Okay,
you know,
Wayne Fontana. I never would have got there because that's an area I really, you may have guessed, know nothing about.
But you know, you mentioned Marty Robbins.
Yes.
And I'm sorry I missed that one, but do you remember what his first big hit was?
I think it was either Havana Gila or Yankee Doodle. No, I don't know. Do you guys know that?
Some of his big songs. You know who would know this? You know, Daryl would know this right off the top of his head. But white carnation, the sport coat.
Yeah,
carnation.
You're in the right area.
Yeah,
white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, brown pair of shoes and a striped
hat.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much. Let's go to Ron, who is in New York State. Ron, you're on WBC.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
First-time caller, so I'm not sure about the rules you have.
Okay, you can pick a category for whatever kind of music, whether rock and roll, big band, jazz, or Broadway shows. We ask you a question first, or you can pick a question in that category that's been asked but not answered, or get a new one. And then if we get that,
we'll ask you a question in one of those categories. You have to stick with the category. If you get the answer, you must give us a question in the same category.
No, that's not it.
Let's go along with this, and you'll get the idea as we play it.
Okay,
what category would you like?
How about 70s or 80s rock?
70s or 80s rock, we'll give you a question. That's the first part of this. So far, we're on an even territory.
Okay.
Obviously, we're illustrating it as we go, it would seem.
In the Temptation song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, what was the date that I will always remember?
It was the 3rd of September.
You are correct.
Excellent. Now you ask us something.
Okay.
In the same category, of
course. What famous huge rock star was in the movie Rocky Horror Show?
Meatloaf.
Right.
Okay, so see, now, had we not gotten that, we would have asked you another question, and if you got that, you would have got a certificate of award.
Okay.
However, we did get the answer, so that ends the game right here.
So I lose.
Well, don't put it that way.
Everyone's a winner on this game.
Everybody is a winner. In fact, the people who don't get the certificate are probably the winners of all.
I'll talk to you again next week, maybe.
Okay, that'd be lovely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Ed in Braintree. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. I think I'll take one in 80s rock.
80s rock.
Yeah.
Coming at you. Actually coming at you right now.
Yes, sir. 80s, 80s, 80s,
where did we speak?
80s
coming
rock.
At yeah.
There it comes.
He's got a three-ring loose-leaf notebook.
Coming
and
out.
Each section is marked off with the year of the tunes and questions.
Wow.
So organized, it's sickening.
Okay. All right. It's a question about a duet. There's a song called Islands in the Stream, which was a huge hit in the 80s. Islands in the Stream. a duet by two people.
Island of Mystery.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton and?
Phil Collins.
And Phil Collins. Oh, Phil Collins, no. No, sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Sheena Easton was wrong, too.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Good.
No, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye. Was Sheena Easton wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that...
I was kind of leaving. Sorry.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, 254-1030, the area code is 617. If you'd like to play the game with us, we'd love very much to have you do that. 254-1030. Let's go to Mark in Beverly. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Very good.
What category?
Rock and roll. You got one left out there, the Springsteen one. And that would be Wendy.
That's right. Wendy is the girl from in the song Born to Run. That race. Okay. You have one for us now.
All right. Yeah. Goes back a little bit. It has to do with Elvis's roots and influences. Who wrote the two songs that Elvis covered on his first single? Two different people wrote songs. And they're fairly, you know, kind of different. They show some of the influences that Elvis had.
Okay. Are you talking about Don't Be Cruel?
No, his first single.
That's All Right, Mama?
That's All Right, Mama.
Yeah. All right. Is that, let's see. That's All Right, Mama. Jack, help me out. Is that, is that Big Mama Thornton? I know that Hound Dog was Big Mama Thornton also. That's All Right. That's All Right, Mama.
That's All Right, Mama. That's All Right, Mama.
Jeez. No, that was a quick
at any time, huh?
Yeah.
It was written by Big Arthur Crudup, who was a fairly famous Memphis blues man. Flip of it was Blue Moon of Kentucky, which was written by Bill Monroe.
Oh,
Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Right, I just always liked that bluegrass blues, that whole, you know what I mean?
And I've been humming Blue Moon of Kentucky all day. Seems to me were pretty good questions.
Yeah.
Now we're going to, let's see what happens here. We hit you with one final one for the certificate.
All right, and here you go. Here's the question. And the question is this. Oh, it's a tough question for you.
All righty.
I'm going to name three events.
Okay.
And could you put them in the correct order?
All right.
Elvis' first hit single, Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay.
Rock Around the Clock being a big hit. And Johnny Mathis singing Chances Are.
I think Mathis would come last. I think they would come exactly what you gave them. Heartbreak Hotel, Rock Around the Clock, Chances Are.
That was a really tough question. I feel really bad about this. that was a really tough one.
Well, the other one I would have gone with is Haley first, Elvis second, Johnny third.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Well, I didn't get it. So
I just wrote the dates down. The dates are so close that...
You want to give it to him anyway?
Yeah, give it to him, yeah.
Okay, we're going to give it to you anyway, because you corrected your first answer. We didn't hear the first answer. We only heard the second one. And that was correct to us, so you win.
No, what he said was.
Okay, now we...
Don't
now
fight it, you won.
Okay, now you ask us...
No, you already won.
You already won a certificate. I don't know why we're so cheap with the certificates. We can run off.
Can understand the rules.
Yeah, we can run off 8 million of them for about 20 cents.
We give you a question, you give us a question. We give you a question, you give us a question.
And it just keeps going on and on. Okay, so we have a winner here as we go to Kathleen in Halifax.
Hi.
I assume that's Halifax, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay. What category would you like, Kathleen?
Well, this is tough because I actually wasn't even thinking about trying to go for the certificate. I just wanted to ask you a question, but I know the Island in the Stream one.
Okay.
And that's Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the song was written by the Bee Gees, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah. How about that?
That's a hit written all over it.
Yep. Okay. And do you have a question for us?
Well, I guess I could give you a question in rock and roll that's probably pretty stupid.
No, don't be so self-conscious.
But I probably couldn't answer another
one. And if we miss
one.
It, boy, will we feel dumb, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right. This is stupid.
She didn't say it was easy. She just said it was stupid.
That's true.
And John Cougar's album, American Fool, there's one song on the album that he didn't write. What is it?
Boy, this is a stupid question.
Yeah. That's a stupid question.
What kind of a question
is that?
It's a stupid hard question, too.
Is it a cover song?
No.
No.
I
don't know. Hmm. Let's end the misery. Let's end the misery.
Yeah, why not?
What is the name of the song that he did not write?
It was China Girl. Joe Newman, Jeff Silber wrote it.
China Girl.
But he wrote everything else, huh?
Hmm. Yep, he wrote every other song.
Okay. Okay, so there's one final question for you right now, Kathleen.
Which I won't be able to get, but then I have
to. Oh, will you stop being so negative? Stop that.
Okay, in Paul Simon's song, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, what should Lee do?
How?
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Yeah, I hear you singing it. Good.
I want to say... Hop on the tea, Lee.
He was from Boston. The Boston version, yeah.
That would have been good. He was from Boston. Hop on the tea, Lee. Here comes the tea.
You've almost got the words there. Instead of on, it's off. And instead of hop, it's...
Instead of tea,
it's...
You're way off. Okay, that's what I'm saying. You're way off.
Well, I have a question for Norm. That I've been wanting to ask for a long time, but I never end up...
Will you marry me?
Okay, far away.
Okay. Pee Wee Hunt, yes. Who was the trombonist for Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, what was his first name? Actually, his first and middle name, if you know it.
No, I don't know. I've always knew him as Pee Wee Hunt. I never even... That's like the Jelly Roll Morton thing. I know his first name was Ferdinand. I know that now, but...
And where did he live?
I never even... Where did he live?
Second floor.
I'm sorry, where did Pee Wee Hunt live?
Yeah.
Well, Glenn Gray came from Plymouth, I know. Was Pee Wee Hunt from that area, too?
Pee Wee Hunt's real name was Walter Gerhardt. Walter Gerhardt Hunt. And he lived at in Main Street in Plimpton, in Kingston. And I know that because I'm his granddaughter.
Whose father? Grandfather?
He's my grandfather. He was.
Oh, Pee Wee Hunt was your grandfather?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Did you ever see him play, or was he gone pretty much by the time you were old enough to catch him?
I have seen him play in exhibitionish type things, just little things, but never anything big. But he was wonderful. He was the funniest guy, besides you, of course, Norm, that... I ever have or probably ever will meet, and he was great. He was a riot.
He had a hit record. I'm trying to think of a novelty thing at one time. I'd have to look it up. I just can't recall the name of it. Would you know that?
No.
It seemed to me that it was really a big seller.
Had done Mac the Knife. He sang that on one of his albums.
Yeah.
But actually, I wouldn't know. He had them all his gold albums, all over the back room and everything. And he was a big ham radio buff. He had a ham radio that was probably like 15 feet tall and 15 feet wide. He was really great.
No, isn't that interesting? I'm sorry that you weren't born earlier, or he did live longer, because it would have been so much fun to have gotten to know him better as a musician and all that,
right,
in later years. So tell me his name's again, George?
No. Walter Gerhardt.
Walter Gerhardt Hunt.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathleen. You're okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. That's interesting. Rachel in Toronto, Canada. Rachel, you're on WBZ. Hi.
Hello. Okay, are there any musical comedy questions out?
Yes, I can give you some. I'll give you two songs, and if you name the shows they're in, that would be nice. One is, let's see, what did I say? Name the show for these two songs. What shows did they come from? One was Aquarius, and the other was Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets. Can you name the shows they're from?
Hair and Damn Yankees.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, if you could hit us with a question, we'd appreciate that.
Okay. In the movie version of West Side Story, the voices for three of the characters, Maria, Tony, and Anita, were dubbed. Who did the singing for these people?
Oh, that's an interesting question. The answer to which escapes me. I really don't know. I could fump it around for a while and pretend I'm trying to guess, but I really don't know. Who were they?
Okay, Maria was sung by Marnie Nixon. Tony was sung by Jim Bryant, and Anita was sung by Betty Wand.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't fluff it around. I might have gotten to Marnie Nixon because she's done a tremendous amount of dubbing for many performers, I think including Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah, and she did a lot of that kind of stuff. Okay, let me give you one final question then, and this is for the swell certificate. Okay, this... I'm going to give you an easy one because you sound so adorable. The musical that featured Richard in the original cast, Richard Burton, Robert Goulet, and Julie Andrews.
Robert Goulet.
Camelot.
Camelot, that's right. I saw the show here in Boston. Do you get many shows up in Toronto?
Some. Right now we have Phantom of the Opera,
Sunset Boulevard.
We're bringing Blood Brothers back in the summer.
Okay, so you have some pretty good, as we call them, legitimate theaters up there in Toronto. I would think so, because that's a pretty good-sized city.
Yeah, we've got Beauty and the Beast right now, too.
Really?
We get most of the major Broadway shows coming in here about a year or two after they come out on Broadway.
Hmm, yeah, because a lot of them don't even make it to Boston.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard hasn't been.
Beauty and the Beast, which
you figure is that there's about 9 different touring companies, I think, with Beauty, and they haven't stopped here yet either.
No, as a matter of fact, at one time, of course, the pre-Broadway showings would be here.
Yep.
You'd see them, and then they go on to or start with in New Haven, Connecticut, then come here, and then maybe Philadelphia, then into New York. But it's all so different now. It's all so different now. I think that was a song by Rodgers and Hart also. Anyway, hey, Rachel, thanks a lot for the call. Oh, though, hang in there because you just want a certificate. Thanks a lot for the call.
Say, if you were looking for cheap transportation.
No.
Tune in this weekend to WBZ's
quiz, and we'll take some more calls. Kevin in Andover. Hi, Kevin. You're on BZ.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'll take 80s rock.
All right, 80s rock coming at you right now.
Make sure you bring it back.
We'll try.
No waiting for 80s rock. The door is open. The light is on.
He had lips like a
lemon here.
He had lips like a crazy man while he's looking for the for the category that you mentioned.
Fingers are strumming.
You said 80s rock, did you?
Yes.
Oh, 80s rock.
80s rock.
I got you.
Okay. Years ago.
Stevie Nicks and Don Henley have sung a top 10 duet in the 80s. It was on Stevie Nicks' album. What was the title of that song?
Oh, man, duets. I have no idea.
Nope.
Stevie Nicks' album? Don Henley singing backup or somewhat of a duet, I think.
Not a big fan. I have no idea.
Okay.
I did have a question for you guys, though. I didn't know if you guys would know.
Ask it anyway, just for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Do you know who invented or proprietored the stone pick?
The stone pick?
Yep, for guitars.
Oh, who invented it?
Yes.
The caveman?
A stone pick.
No?
This was a well-known person?
Yes.
And
friends with George Benson.
Is the stone pick different than the regular pick that we're using before that?
Yes, because it's handmade. It's mostly used in jazz guitars.
Oh, I see.
Wes
okay.
Montgomery is George Benson kind of copy. Not copies, but kind of.
It sounds like it might be. Would it be George Benson?
No.
Or Pat Metheny?
John Daugherty.
Wouldn't have got this. Any relation to Marnie Nixon? No. Anyway, thanks a lot, Kevin.
Take care.
It's an interesting question.
John Daugherty, guy from TV here?
Hey, yes, the newscaster.
Rick in Maryland. Hi, Rick. You're on WBZ.
How you doing?
We're doing okay, I think.
Good.
Where in Maryland are you?
Just outside of Baltimore.
Well, nice to have you with us. I hope you win.
Thank you.
It's hardly anything worth winning, but
it's
just as a kind of little souvenir. Anyway, what category would you like?
Rock music.
Rock and roll, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What song was a huge hit for the group called UB40? It was written by Neil Diamond.
Wow. Neil Diamond. Oh, my gosh.
So a big hit by UB40. Probably their biggest hit. Probably.
probably.
It charted twice.
Yes, it did.
God. How about, I don't know, Cracklin' Rose?
No, thank you, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rick. Thanks a lot for calling, though. Good to talk with you.
I'd like to hear that one on the charts again myself.
Okay, how about Jay? We'll go down to West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia.
West Virginia. Jay, nice to talk with you. What's doing?
Well, actually, I can answer the last two questions you had.
All right.
Only one.
Well, just one, then.
Huh?
Just one.
Just one, really?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, how about the Stevie Nicks and Don Henley?
All right, the title of that
Leather
song?
Leather and Lace.
Yep. Leather and Lace is correct. Now, do you have one for us?
Yeah, okay. Brian Adams had a 80s hit with the song Summer of 69.
Uh-huh. Right.
In the actual summer of 1969, how old was Brian Adams?
Mm. Well, how old is he now?
Yeah. All right. We'll go. Wait. That's the number of 6, 5, minus 2, 4. Divide. Carry the 1. All right.
We lose.
Our answer.
12.
No? No, actually, a lot of people would say 10 because he was born in 1959. But it's a trick question, actually, because he was actually born in November of 1959, which makes him 9 years old.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Got us. Good.
One final question now for you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and is your question right now. In the in Harry Chapin's song called Taxi, how much was the fare?
Whew. I thought we were on 80s rock trivia.
No, this is just the
general question.
Just a general question of rock and rock, yeah.
Well, I think you guys got me now. 50 cents.
No, it wasn't 50. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, Jay. Thank you for calling. Let's see. Let's go to Amanda in Andover. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What category would you like?
I'd like 80s rock.
80s rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Could you tell me the title of the group Boston, their highest charting single? Can you tell the title of the highest charting single for the group Boston?
It wouldn't be Amanda, would it?
Yes,
it was. Wow.
Right.
That is amazing.
Ask us something, if you would, too, Amanda, please.
Okay.
Maybe where the answer is Ed or Tony or Jack.
All right. Who sang the... What band sang the title song for the movie Pretty in Pink?
Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah,
I'm sorry they got that.
Great song. Great soundtrack.
Yeah. Who's the woman in that? The young lady,
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald. That's
Brett Pack.
Yeah. Okay, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I always thought that Molly Ringwald was really a lousy actress. Does she have an appeal for young people? Yeah. Is that why she keeps making movies?
Yeah.
I like her a lot. I like her a lot.
Really?
Yeah. And those kind of three movies, 16 Candles. Breakfast Club.
My Ally Sheedy was my. I still have thoughts for Ally Sheedy.
She's good. She's good.
Yeah, I thought Ally Sheedy was.
Okay, let's go to Jim in Winchester.
I'll be right back.
Jim, you're on WBZ. Hi.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. I have. I think I have an answer about that question about the UB40.
Okay. Yeah, UB40's biggest hit was written by Neil Diamond, and the title of that song was.
I think Red Wine.
You are correct.
Incorrectly.
Excellent.
I have a question about Led Zeppelin. I think it was in 79 it came out with an album, In Through the Outdoor, and that had a brown paper bag on the outside of the cover.
I know what you're going to ask.
Well, the jacket, I think it's called the jacket that the record goes in, there's something special about that jacket. That no other jacket that I've known that can do that. I didn't know until like 5 years later. Do you know of anything that's special about the jacket, what you can do to it to
Mm. You put water on it.
You got it.
And the colors change.
You got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Is that weird, huh?
The album jacket, or was it the sticker on the vinyl itself?
No, it's the jacket.
It's
the record
jacket itself. Okay.
That bar scene, is it?
No. That's on the outside, but it's the jacket that the record goes in. It's like
the sleeve.
Black
the
and white
sleeve.
Dots. Black and white dots and really fine dots, and you take a sponge and you...
Yeah.
With the back and the front, it comes out different colors.
Now, is the were there a lot of different album covers for that?
There were different scenes.
Different scenes.
Not that I know of. I haven't really bought any very many after that of Led Zeppelin.
There weren't too many after that.
No. Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
Oh, you're
Jim.
Welcome.
Thanks
okay,
for
no,
calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, you take care too. Should we call on Robert, do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's call on Robert from Everett. Okay, Robert, you're on WBZ.
It has to do with music, a band leader.
Well, we will ask you a question first.
Okay,
what's your categories? You want the big bands? Is that
what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I
want the big bands. Back in the 40s and the 50s, he's a band leader.
Well, wait a minute. I'm giving you a question, and I just asked you for the category. Are you always this crazy?
No matter what we're talking about,
you come on the same way.
No,
totally
I don't
incoherent.
Mean to do this.
I finally got on, for goodness sake. Be quiet. Let me give you a question.
Okay.
Three songs became popular as big band instrumentals. I'll give you the names of the songs. Tell me what bands made them popular. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and April in Paris. Unusual for big band instrumentals to do as well as they did, but they all did very, very well. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, April in Paris. What big bands recorded them?
You do this to me every time. I come on nice and I want to know about this.
Oh, let's get rid of him. Holy God, no matter what you talk about, the guy acts like a total fool.
I wish we had a camera in here. That's the best part about when Robert comes on.
Yeah,
I'm asking you grind your teeth.
Yeah, no matter what I say to him, you
look
do this to me every time. I don't know what it is I'm doing to him.
But he's doing it to himself.
Your
friend Norm.
Oh, jeez. Let's take a break while I pull myself together. In Norfolk. Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
Is this Norfolk, Massachusetts?
This is Norfolk, Massachusetts, right behind the jail. Yeah, they get me down here just in case if I fall up. You know, I was born in the Southeast, so they figured they'd get me down by the jail if I fall up, going right over the wall, you know.
I see. No, I did a show with some jazz musicians down at Norfolk. They have a little theater in there. Have you ever been inside?
No, sir. No.
Okay.
No, I'm only the adult complex and the passion of the senior citizens.
Okay, what category would you like?
Well, not a category. I want to correct a little something for you for your own edification, gentlemen. In the thing with El Paso, Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
Okay, that girl's name was not Felina. It was Colina.
No, apparently we've checked that out, and it is Felina. Is that correct, Ed?
Yeah. Felina with an F as in Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, anyway, for the correction, Jack. Tony in Millbury. Hi, Tony. You're on WBZ.
How you doing?
We're doing fine, thank you. What category would you like?
Oh, did anybody get the one about Chuck Berry's record label?
No.
No. What? Chuck Berry recorded most all of his hits on one record label, and that was?
Chess.
You are correct. Chess Records, out of Chicago.
Yeah. How about the one you just asked the guy about, Cherry Pink?
That's a different category.
Oh.
And also, we're going to ask you a question.
About 50 Rock?
You ask us a question, rather.
Oh, all right. You remember the Crest that had 16 candles?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Johnny Maestro, we sang lead for him?
Yes.
Well, he had a hit about 27 years later with another group. Do you remember what that was?
The Brooklyn Bridge and The Worst That Could Happen?
You got it.
Okay. Thanks very much, Tony.
Okay,
thank you. Appreciate you calling. People are just amazed at the knowledge, I tell you.
Mr. Ed.
Oh, John in Somerville. Hello, John.
Well, I called in regards to the Harry Chapin song Taxi. It was $20 to keep the change.
Right. And how much was the fare, though? How much was the fare? That was the question. She gave him $20. She handed me $20 for a what fare? Right at the end of the song. You're right on the right track. The question was, what is the fare, though? How much was she charged?
think it was $10.
Nah.
It's a big tip.
I'll tell you, it's pretty close. The song goes, "She handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare." So that's how it goes.
Good. Yeah, John, I'm sorry. Let's take just one more. Robin and Lynn. Hi, Robin. You're on WBZ.
Hi, guys. I wish you hadn't told him about $2.50. That was my answer.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Well, we can go on the honesty factor and say, hey.
I can ask you another Harry Chapin question.
Well, I'm not too proficient in Harry, but go ahead.
You might get this. He only had a couple of top-selling singles. One of them was called, one was about a fictitious radio station.
Oh,
can you tell me the station?
W-O-L-D.
Right. It means W-O-L-D, old. Now, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Sonny Curtis, who was actually a contemporary of Buddy Holly, about 10 years later had a very famous song. Can you name that song?
Sonny Curtis.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Curtis, Wow, was it an instrumental?
No, there were words. how about Love Is All Around, the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
She's right. Love is all around. Da, 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 da.
I knew I'd get
you.
Yo,
you got us good on that one. Oh.
That's an excellent question.
There's something else interesting about Sonny Curtis. What is it?
Oh, I think you've got me there, Jack.
Oh.
What's that?
Okay, where are we up to now? We do ask one more question.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack's question was, what is it, though, Jack? What is?
Oh, I don't know. I was just kind of like, there's something else interesting about something else that he did musically, and I don't remember what it was.
Okay,
so we'll ask another question.
Okay, here's your last question. Who graduated from Tufts University in 1986 and also won Best New Artist Grammy Award in 1988?
Oh, do I get male or female?
She plays acoustic guitar.
I think the she may be a clue as to the gender.
Yeah. somehow I would guess the first name was Robin, but I don't know.
No.
I'll say what.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for trying, Robin.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate hearing from you. We got about a minute to wind things up. And what is the answer
that
on
was
that one?
Tracy Chapman.
Oh, Tracy Chapman. Okay. No. Are there any other things hanging loose that you care to finish off with? If not, no. I'll thank you all for all the people who called and all those who took part in the Swell Music Quiz. We did give away a few of these certificates.
Less than usual, I think.
Yeah, not too very many of them.
We were tough tonight.
Tough. Wow. Yes?
Everybody had the question of their own.
Yes.
We didn't have to fight that.
No, that's right, too. No, they seemed to all know what was going on. Hey, Jack, thank you. We'll hear your report in a few minutes.
Yes.
Thank you for taking part in all of this. And thank you very much, Ed Mullen and Tony Nesbitt.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good to have you all with us. And Mike Epstein and
I said it's good to be had.
Okay, and Tom Howie for doing all the technical kind of stuff. News coming along, and we'll take some more calls about whatever you'd like after the news.
Wasn't that just a swell? And how about that Vermont Teddy Bear Fanny and Duffy Bunny commercial with musical accompaniment? It was always fun to break up norm. Side note, we really, actually, truly called the Vermont Teddy Bear Company and asked about that special bear. I hope that one is here in the vault somewhere. Don't forget to LSS. Like, subscribe, and share. And join me over on Patreon, where you can support the show and hear and read stuff only for subscribers. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For The Rules. Ed's mom, Joanne Mullen. Fred Allen, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Sophia Loren. Palpitations, Palfamations, and Palp Fiction. Norm's neighbor, Tom Bott, I believe was the last name. Our WBZ page, Pauline, and the WBZ Library. Count Basie and the All-American Rhythm Section. Old Shep. The hit-making duo of Sonia and Sarah. Pleading and Desperation. Funny Girls with Funny Faces. Feeling Wanted. Murphy's Fruit Market. Felina and Belinda. Uri Geller and the Spoonbenders, Hard, Stupid Questions, Pee Wee Hunt, Record Jackets and Sleeves, Tom Howie, Mike Epstein, Daryl Gould, Jack Hart, Ed Mullen, and the high heel, chiffon-clad Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.